This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU FM. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events this weekend and a peek into events next week. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, the cast is kind of continuing with these murder mystery theaters they've been doing,
And
there's one tonight, right?
Exactly, tonight, and actually tomorrow night, too. They have kind of a Thanksgiving theme, Gobble Gobble Death and Trouble. So that's the tickets are $29.50 to $33.50 in Georgia. Open at 6:30. It's at the cast. It's the Brazos Theater Group performing at the cast. That's on Austin Avenue. So that's a lot of fun. Kick off your Thanksgiving with a little murder.
There you go.
Yeah, that's nice.
And heading into the weekend, what do we have going on?
Oh, the weekend, Saturday, very busy day. Uh-huh. One really cool thing that's happening at the Bledsoe Miller Community Center is the Waco Parks and Recreation's Step Ahead Girls Conference.
Oh, cool.
So young women can come and meet some female role models, lawyers, teachers, doctors, and start talking about how to pursue their future goals. And there's going to be door prizes, giveaways, food, fun. It's from 9 to 2 at Bledsoe Miller, which is on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And then there's also the Zoo Stampede.
Oh, right.
Saturday morning is
fun.
It's a 5K. Actually, they have 1K, 5K, and 10K.
Oh, cool.
Routes. So you can run along the river and run through the zoo. It's a really neat run down that road. And that is starting at 8 o'clock. Cost is $10 to $30. And then once you've done your running, you can head straight over to Applebee's and participate in the all-you-can-eat breakfast.
There you go. Reload,
exactly. Benefiting Optimus Club of Waco, and it's pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, coffee, orange juice, and the cost is $8, and it's from 8 to 10, and it benefits the Optimus Club of Waco, which does a lot of great things, college scholarships, they support CASA, they do all kinds of neat things. And so then if you've done your run and you've had your breakfast, then you might be starting to think about healthcare.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah,
that's a logical train of thought.
From 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, this is open enrollment time for the health insurance marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So from 10 to 1 o'clock at the HOT Goodwill Learning Center on New Road, they're having an informational session to learn about that. NAACP is sponsoring it. So that is a great opportunity to kind of get the straight information about that. It can be a little bit confusing, but it's a great opportunity to learn about it. So that's all Saturday during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, there's all kinds of things going on. A big football game at Baylor, ESPN game day. That's probably going to be going on all day.
Very popular, yeah.
And then the game is in the evening. But if you're not going to the football game, a really neat thing that happens once you're in Waco is the Telebration, hosted by the Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Their theme is Reaching Out with Stories, and they are an organization that is dedicated to preserving the art of storytelling. So this is a dinner, a family event. Families can enjoy a great meal, a concert of stories with Alan Ware and the Ware House Puppets.
Oh, neat.
And so it's adults $12, kids $5, 6 to 8:30. It's at Austin Avenue, United Methodist Church. Really a neat event. It comes around, like I say, once a year. Or if you would like to go to like a more maybe quiet musical event, New York City singer-songwriter Rachel Zylstra is going to be in concert at St. Albans. The cost is $10. That's on 30th Street, or I think it's more like, is it 30th Street? Yeah, I guess 30th Street. But St. Albans, she is from New York. Her music is kind of pop music, funny narrative. She has opened up for people like Over the Rhine, if that's one of your favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be at 7:30 at St. Albans. Or even another opportunity on Saturday night, if you like open mic, is Open Waco Poet Society Open Mic Nuestra Voz.
Right.
At Rufy's Cocina.
Rufy's Cocina, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. 6:45 sign up, 7 o'clock open mic. And they're on 25th Street, 1801 25th Street.
Very cool.
So that's cool. Saturday.
And on Sunday, how does the day look?
And Sunday, well, Sunday is actually a neat thing that's going on this week is the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. It's all week starting on Sunday. And the theme this year is Caring Never Gets Old, Responding to the Needs of Seniors. And so they have things going on all through the week. So Sunday, folks are meeting at Church Under the Bridge for worship at 11 o'clock. And then Sunday afternoon is the crop walk.
Okay.
And the money raised at that goes half to Caritas here in town and half to Church World Service, which are both hunger-related organizations. So get there at 2 o'clock to sign up and then step off at 3 o'clock, meet at Bledsoe Miller Community Center. So that's Sunday.
Cool.
And then Monday, they're going to be doing some letter writing, advocating for food-related legislation. That's, check the website, that's going to be kind of all around town. Then Thursday, they're showing a documentary. It's called Hungry on the West End, and it's about senior citizens and hunger. And that's going to be at St. Albans. And then Friday, to kind of cheat a little bit on next week's program, Friday is the big Food for Families food drive.
Okay.
And they're actually still looking for a few volunteers for that. And then Saturday is the Altrusa Turkey Trot. And all of those are events related to National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week.
Okay, and that'll wrap up on the in the
right,
coming.
Right, that'll wrap up on the next Saturday.
Okay,
so that's cool.
So but, heading into the week.
Yeah, there's oh my gosh, this is a week full of interesting things. So Monday, a really neat thing that's happening at Baylor is a symposium on higher education that is being put on by the Texas Tribune.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and so there's going to be a statewide discussion on higher education, education issues in the 84th legislative session, access, affordability, demographic change, just real serious questions having to do with higher education. That's going to be going on pretty much all day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Baylor Club, which is inside McLean Stadium. And then kind of rolling into Thanksgiving, Monday, November 16th, is also the interfaith Thanksgiving service that happens every year.
Right.
So it's a worship service. It includes prayers for thanks from various religious groups, Jainism, Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, Baha'i, Unitarian Universalists, all coming together to give thanks. And they will also be supporting Pack of Hope.
Pack of Hope.
So Pack of Hope is a program where kids go home on Fridays with a backpack full of food to help last them through the weekend.
Oh, wow.
And so bring non-perishable food items to the worship service. It'll be at 7 o'clock p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church on Austin. So that's Monday. And then Tuesday, November, the whole month of November is actually Premature Birth Awareness Month.
Okay.
And so Tuesday is Wear Purple for Preemies Day.
Okay.
So pull out your purple T-shirt or purple jeans or whatever purple
headband.
Thing you have.
Yeah, something
headband,
purple.
Purple tennis shoes and help raise awareness for helping people learn how to prevent premature births.
Wow.
So that's neat on Tuesday. And then Tuesday is also Cocktails with a Cause fundraiser for Meals and Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of fits into the whole theme of senior citizens and hunger that we're thinking about next week. And that'll be at the Baylor Club, 5:30 to 7:30, McLean Stadium. And then also Tuesday, Baylor Theater is starting their run of Nora.
Oh, right. I heard about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a play based on Ibsen's Dollhouse, and that will be running through the 22nd at the Baylor Theater. So that's kind of neat. And then a little bit later in the week, Thursday, I guess there are several things going on. One is if you have an eighth grader in Waco Independent School District, Thursday is the night that you can go learn about the A.J. Moore Academies.
Mm-hmm.
The A.J. Moore Academies are career academies that are housed within University High School. And from 5:30 to 7:30, you can go and learn about those different academies if you have an eighth grader who might be interested. They have all kinds of different things, automotive technology, education, engineering, fine arts, health, information technology, law, business. I mean, so all different. If your child is interested in pursuing one of those academies, Thursday night, it would be a great time to learn about it, 5:30 to 7:30.
And there's also some other events going on. There's some music and then the
oh,
circus,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's just a wide range. So there's the symphony
yeah.
with Alessio Bax, who is an Italian classical pianist.
Very cool.
So that'll be at Waco Hall at 7, $20 to $45. But then also the circus.
Yeah.
So Extra Co Event Center from 6 to 9:30 p.m. So that's a lot of fun. I know I haven't been to circus in ages.
Yeah, neither have
so
I.
So that would be a lot of fun. On Thursday, also Christian Youth Theater, CYT, mm-hmm. is putting on a production of The Wizard of Oz. So that's a fun musical, Dorothy and Toto and Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah,
and
we're not in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore. That's right. So cost is $10 a person or $12 online or $12 at the door. And that kicks off on Thursday, but they have a couple of performances Thursday, Friday, and a couple on Saturday. Okay. So that'll be at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then also another fun thing that kind of comes up annually is the Baylor Department of Art and Martin Museum of Art presenting the work of graduating Baylor Fine Arts students.
Cool.
So you can go to the Martin Museum, which is housed in the same building as the Baylor Theater, and see some of the works that the students have been working on and maybe discover The new
big artist. Yeah.
And
the next great American artist.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Ashley, as always, thank you for stopping by. There's a lot to do in town this week, as
yes,
always.
Yeah. Always a lot to do, y'all. Y'all, there's a lot to do.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.